You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
The Survivor Specialist, Phil and Blake, are back, and today we are doing another episode of Everything You Need to Know About, and we are talking Jonathan Young from Season 42, the only representative from Seasons 41 through 44, the fourth place finisher from Survivor 42, who lost at Firemaking. Some people thought he had a chance to win. Some people thought he had no chance to win. I'll let people be the determiners of that. You can have your own opinion or not.
Until Romeo ended him.
Yeah, until Romeo ended him. No, it was Mike Turner who beat him in fire.
No, and Romeo's the one who sent him to his death.
That's true. Jonathan is also the only person who voted for Mike to win at the end of the game. So Marianne wins it 7-1. Jonathan is the one vote for Mike, so he didn't vote correctly for the winner here. And he was on a starting tribe. So this is what's always interesting about season 42. Season 42 is the only season of the new era, or maybe it's one of two, I forget exactly, but where every tribe lost two people in the pre-merge.
Oh, that was really cool, actually, yeah.
But Jonathan's tribe only lost one immunity challenge because of how good he was at challenges. Jackson just was pulled from the game first. And then so Jonathan's tribe loses once. They vote out Maria. Mariah, I forget what her name is.
I saw her for the first time just now looking at a video, and I was like, who is that?
Yeah. So what's really interesting is Taku, Jonathan's original starting tribe, through the first two episodes is actually down two members to the Green Vati tribe. But it's because one was medevaced, and then they win the next a bunch of immunity challenges. Jonathan obviously leads his tribe in dominant fashion to the winning of the Earn the Merge, which then is destroyed by the Hourglass because Jeff couldn't help himself and all that. Jonathan wins two individual immunity challenges. He also wins a reward challenge. This guy's physical, right? That's what it is. He's physical. But also, on a season like this, where his Taku tribe, as I've already said, was down in numbers, at least initially, just because of the way it shook out with Jackson getting pulled from the game. The final, six people in the game, four of them are from that original tribe. It's the four people who are left, and it's Marianne, Jonathan, Lindsay, and Omer. So there you go. That's a lot of info about Jonathan, but there you go.
That's all the statistics. What are we doing? What's the intangibles about Jonathan? I think it is something that, okay, we're in new era. What is new era going to be? We're still figuring it out. It's season 42. For some reason, we are obsessed right now with casting Survivor superfans that are nerdy. They're frail. They are skinny. They are not physical beasts. So Jonathan looked like it was, I am literally Hercules and everyone else is like nobody. And the challenges that the Survivor producers, I don't know if they hate nerds, if they hate battle, what are they called? Game bots. I was going to go battle bots. But smart. Like it was a couple challenges on 42 where it was like, I don't think on All Stars physical people could do this challenge. Like, it's so hard. And Jonathan would just power through the entire thing by himself. And everyone would be like, well, thank God Jonathan's on our team. Like, we would have died. Like, that there is a quintessential moment, which I think is the best Jonathan moment, where the two other tribes are getting pushed by waves. And it's like, you got to get this over there. And it's is it a boat? Not really. It's like, you're going to walk through the water. It's like,
they have the ladder. That's what it is.
Yeah, use this ladder to walk through. And like, anytime, I think there's a lot of feats of strength where it's just like, I'm going to carry this ladder over. I'm going to carry this pedestal. We'll carry you over. But like, Jonathan wins an entire challenge because he drags his Omar, Lindsay, and Marianne through torrential waves as the other two tribes are drowning, and they win the whole challenge. And then they're like, they call the challenge because it's too hard for everyone else but Jonathan.
Yeah.
And that has only happened, I think, once in the entire game. And like, maybe the challenge producers were, I don't know if that's a moment they want to replicate. It has never happened again. Or if the challenge producers were admonished and being like, I swear to God, if I have to three times a season turn a challenge off, you guys are fired. But
yeah,
that moment revolves around him. And I think is one of the cool moments where people were like, this is a different kind of challenge piece.
Well, and I think that's ultimately why he was probably put on this season over players like David, who I've said a couple times that I felt would have probably been better and stuff like that. Because I do think that visual is so burned into so many viewers' heads of him just dragging that ladder and his tribe in slow motion and nobody else could do it. And that was when it was really like, wow, look what this guy did. I mean, obviously, Rachel wins 4 individual immunities in the new era. Joe just won 4 individual immunities in the new era. Jonathan only won 2. But still, Jonathan is considered the biggest physical threat. And if you look at what they did in season 48 with those immunity challenges that Joe and David were going head-to-head in, Jonathan's probably going head-to-head with all of them as well. Because this is a big guy who, I mean, I was listening. Blake was playing a video of him before this, and it's like, what, he has the record for most pull-ups with 100 pounds on his back or something like that. Like, he's absolutely massive. And I do feel like a lot of people are writing off the old school players. I think Jonathan is somebody who would play with the old school players. I mean, he was his closest ally in the game, really, for the most part in the second half, was Mike Turner. Now, he's really close with Lindsay, and they had like that brother-sister argument-type relationship. But Mike Turner is who he has stayed friends with since. I could see Jonathan being like, I'd rather work with a Colby. I'd rather work with a Joe or an Ozzy or something like that. I could see that being the route that he goes and trying to avoid some of these more strategic, social, new era players who are a little bit more unpredictable. Jonathan doesn't get very much credit as a strategist in the show because it's physical, it's physical, it's physical. But what's very interesting about him is he voted correctly at every single tribal council except for the one where Omer went home, and that was because Marianne pulled out the extra vote. And if Marianne didn't have the extra vote, Jonathan was a part of a vote split that was going on that ultimately, Jonathan was going to go home there. That's what was going to happen. Omer was trying to get Jonathan out of the game with Lindsay, and then Jonathan stayed, but that's the only time he didn't vote correctly, yet he had good enough relationship with Marianne that Marianne wanted to make sure Omer was going home instead of Jonathan. Now, I haven't rewatched season 42, so I could be wrong on some of the dynamics there, but he's voted correctly every time except for that one time. So I do think that that's also pretty compelling when you think about this. Like, he is somebody who's willing to go with the flow, and his alliance or his starting tribe of 4 make up 4 of the final 6 after losing 2 of the first 3 people. And they go on to win. I think Jonathan would be somebody you'd want to align with, honestly, because he's also going to rub people the wrong way a lot. He got 7 votes in his season.
I think that's what I was going to focus on too, is like, he is a great shield of, we're going to float the John, like Jonathan is going to be the name for the allies against us, the anti-ally. What are these called? The opposing alliance. Jesus. So if I have Jonathan on my team, not only is he going to get me further, he's going to pick me for rewards because he's going to win challenge, maybe reward challenge. Great. I get to eat. But Jonathan's still going to be getting the heat of the votes afterwards, because I don't think, usually whenever you try to go after a strategic player, you could default to their second in command to weaken them first. But whenever you're aligned with a physical player, I don't think they ever go after the second in command or your friends. They go after them. So I think that is mutual. But like, I think it's a little bit more nuanced for Jonathan, because I think he is somebody that is, I am a loyal soldier. If I find a good captain to work with and tell me what to do, that was Marianne for a long part. That was Omar of, let's work together. I think what's funny is he worked well with Omar. Like, mm-hmm. It's not that I'm not getting along with people. It's like, okay, here's my crew of 4 of Marianne, Omar, Lindsay, and me. I don't think that's who he hangs out with where he lives in Florida. And I think it was
in Alabama.
Or okay, I remember seeing him in the WWE thing with Lex Luger in Florida. My bad. It's something where it's like, I'm not saying he only hangs out with white people. What I'm saying is these are not people that he hangs out with normally, and it was very successful for him. Mm-hmm. So I think he is going to be a little bit more go with the flow than people think, just based on the first season. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to say about him,
yeah, let's see if you can say it,
is he is going to be a good person to align with here, and I don't expect him. I expect him to get top 10. That's where I would have him be. And then it is an evaluation of, does he have more friends or more enemies in that 10 of if he goes further? I expect him to be somebody that plays the middle of, is it new era or old era? And then ultimately somebody ends him. And then it's like, what? That was good for you.
Yeah. And I think what's kind of interesting about him is, right, like, what's his reputation coming in? It's all physical. That's it. And you're talking about, well, who would he align with? And here's how he played with certain people and everything like that. Jonathan was very much like, I'm going to do what I'm saying I'm going to do, which predictability is good, especially in a returning player season. He was 29 in his first season. He's 32 now. I think he'll be, yeah, he's 32 while they're filming. So he's not that much older. So that doesn't really matter. He's still going to be as much a physical powerhouse. But one thing that I wanted to talk about here is in his Q&A, or in his, you know, question, whatever the hell it's called when you fill it out before the game starts, they said, what player do you want to play the game most like? He said, Ozzy. So now he's actually going to be on a season with Ozzy. I don't think that they'd put him on a starting tribe with Ozzy, but I think a lot of people also forget Ozzy's 43 years old. He's going to be a lot. Yeah, we did. Because people are like, well, Ozzy's going to dominate everything. It's like, he's older now. Like, I think that he's going to slow down, and I think they have changed up the challenges so much, even since Game Changers, that how good is Ozzy really going to be at the challenges? Physical part, great, but how physical have a lot of these challenges been? And also, if it's a curling contest like we saw so many times in 48, taking Jonathan over Ozzy every single time. Do you think that there's a way maybe that Jonathan and Ozzy are going to align, though, and that Jonathan will want to play, like I've already said, with some of these more just physical guys who aren't going to be overly strategic, which might gear him more towards the old school?
Right. And then we didn't even mention his endurance career of whenever he was on Endurance Fiji.
Yeah, somebody, you got to explain what that is so people know, because
Endurance is Survivor for kids. And it's like, if you go look at him, I think he was around 14 years old. He got knocked off right before the finale. So the eras of Jonathan Young, of old era and new era, had the same thing. So I don't think they'll ever mention Endurance on Survivor, but no. I think it is at least noteworthy of, this is not my first rodeo being on. So maybe that's how he knew, like, I need to work with whoever. I did this when I was 14. I know we never got that, but I think Endurance is such a fun touchstone for a lot of Survivor super fans, because it's like, I could have been on this one when we were all 12 when Survivor
was so on. Random, man. So funny. Yeah. And he was third place on that.
Jonathan Young. I think the other thing I want to say about him is, there was a discrepancy fight or whatever at final six to final five between him and Lindsay. And Lindsay was very much like, you're being a real asshole about this. And he was like, Lindsay, you voted for me. I don't understand your argument. She goes, these are not verbatim. Obviously, I'm not even doing their accents, but she was like, you're being stupid. Like, you're being incredulous. I can't believe you're acting like this. And he literally looked at her in the face and goes, Lindsay, you voted for me. And that was a time where I think a lot of fans were like very pro Lindsay, but I thought that was a very interesting layer to a player like this, who we thought was maybe just physical and a dumb oaf that is waiting for orders as a soldier, when he's sticking up for himself. And we didn't get to see Jonathan do a final tribal council, and I don't know if that would have been very successful for him next to somebody as eloquent and nailed it as much as Marianne did that time.
Yeah,
maybe. If I think she would have beaten anybody in that final four.
Not many people are beating Marianne.
And so I think it was cool, though, to see Jonathan stick up for himself and be like, I'm not going to have you warp the reality that happened. We can disagree about it, but you're not going to convince me. Like, I should have told you we were maybe putting up Omar for a possibility to go, because you would have told him and then it would have all blown up. So what are you talking about, Lindsay?
Yeah,
that argument, I think, not divided the fan base, but there was a lot of people like, Jonathan's a real ass about this. And it's like, I don't know what you're expecting Jonathan to do, but I'm not going to be like, it was cool when he was like, Lindsay, you voted for me. It was more like, wow, this Jonathan is sticking up for himself. And it was cool to see, because usually those people will just be, oh, I am so sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. Mm-hmm. Jonathan is okay with taking up his space. And maybe that's why some people don't really like him. But I think that kind of, I'm going to stick up for myself and be a unique, not voice, but a unique, like, I'm a player that you need to play around, is what I want to see on All-Stars.
And I think with Jonathan too, he overcame the being the big physical threat and still made it far without having to just win immunity after immunity after immunity. Like, he played the game the way that a lot of people want to see the game be played. So that leads me to ask you, does Jonathan have any chance of winning this season? And you had already said you think he's at least going to Final 10. You think he's going to make it past this double boot portion of the game? Because especially if there are going to be two boots every episode and two tribes going to tribal, you don't want to lose. So Jonathan's somebody you absolutely want to keep around on your team. How do you see this going for him? What do you think? Winning chances? Better than Cerise?
I think this is something where I will make up my own path of this, of what are the two junctures that he could lose at? Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to initial tribe. He is not going to get voted off of his initial tribe, but maybe when it's time to swap and hey, you've been kicking our ass on the other tribes a whole bunch and we hate you. And now the line, orange versus pink, like, and teal. So, so the teal tribe's been getting their ass kicked, and the two leftovers get swapped to Jonathan's tribe with some of the pink, and they go, okay, let's use Jonathan for one round to get us and then throw to get Jonathan out before the merge. That's a juncture I think he could lose, but I think that'll be at like 18 to 15. There's so many people on this.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of chances to go home. Yeah,
and then also I think there is it's 10, 9 range where Jonathan's still here because he had a strong alliance or something. People are working with him. But do we really want to? Okay, we got rid of some other physical threats. There's not many physical threats left. It's time for a balance board one, and Jonathan falls off, and it's like, okay, it's time to go.
I think that Jonathan, I kind of agree with almost everything you're saying. I think Jonathan has a lot of deep game potential, but I don't think he wins. I don't really see the scenarios where he does win. He'd have to sit at the end next to some people who have very similar game styles to him. Like, if he sits with Joe and Ozzy, maybe he could win. I don't know. But he's coming into this game where already right off the bat, he needs to go to the end with specific people. He can't just go to the end.
The final three is Joe, Ozzy, and Jonathan. This never makes the air because somebody gets assassinated.
Yeah, this is it.
The like, fans on the internet are crazy right now.
You know
now.
How I've always talked about Survivor Twitter on all these podcasts? If the final three is Joe, Ozzy, and Jonathan, there will be no more Survivor Twitter. So I won't have to talk about it anymore because they will have all stopped watching. I do think that I would be very shocked if Jonathan is gone before 18th, right? Just because of the way, if you're going to be doing double elimination so much, that does protect these bigger physical players. And he is one of the youngest people on this season at 33. He's already been so good at challenges as it is. I think he's 32 actually, but either way, he's going to be so useful. And if you are saying we need to finish first every time, why would you vote Jonathan out? Especially if the other tribes are able to keep some of their bigger guys. Which is why I think that somebody like Jonathan actually probably has a better chance on this season than somebody like Suri with the double boot format likely to happen. So in terms of everything you need to know about Jonathan, like, that's really it. He received 7 votes on his season. He won 2 individual immunity challenges. He made it 25 days and lost in fire to a runner up. And he's going to be physical again, and it's going to come down to his social game wasn't as bad as I think a lot of people want to say it is, but can he make it better to ultimately, you know, get himself over that 10th, 9th place hump like you're talking about?
Will you be rooting for him?
I liked him on his season. I could be rooting for him. I mean, in terms of out of everybody who's returning, he's in the middle of the pack for me, probably lower half for sure. But Jonathan is somebody where he brings something different to the game, which could just be enough to make me root for him. If he aligns with the right people, if he's on a tribe with Colby and him and Colby are trying to work together, yeah, I'm rooting for him for sure.
Okay. I think he is the Culpepper of this season. Mm-hmm. And that way, I don't think he could ever win a final tribal council with this cast, because there's a lot of people that are going to value things that aren't Jonathan related. But I think he's along for the ride and going to do his best.
Yeah. And hey, if he's a Culpepper, he's finishing second. There you go. He already missed his pre-merge portion. But anyway. All right. That's going to do it for Jonathan Young. So thank you all so much for listening. Make sure you like this video and subscribe to the channel. Let us know what you think about Jonathan on this season. And we have 20 more of these, or some amount more of these. I don't know if I'm putting out another one before this.
It's crazy that Monica and Brad Culpepper are the Rob and Amber, but nobody knows that offhand, or they don't, are not celebrated, or like,
because their first seasons were both so weak.
It's like, on Valentine's Day, you should have Boston Rob and Amber on the Survivor Instagram, but then the day after, it should be Monica and Brad, and be like, the Tuesday or whatever, like, second placers. I don't know, but if there's ever a second placers winner at war, they're the ones to beat, I guess.
And that's Jonathan Young's Everything You Need to Know. Thank you all again, and we will see you next time with another episode of Everything You Need to Know.